We are on Daf Chesamet Beis. Little after the first third of the Amud, Akaine Sade Besuvia, we had in the Baha'i said that there are three inyanim that Suvia is similar to Eretz Yisrael. The third inyan was Akaine Sade Besuvia. Kekoine Petravare Yerushalayim. As if one was Koine Petravare Yerushalayim, which is a area ruled by a duke. So the Gemara says, Lamai Hilchese, what is the Baraisa telling us? What halachas do we have to know? This is not a advertisement for selling property. So what halacha is the, it's not a real estate advertisement. So what is the Baraisa telling us? Amar Rav Sheshes Loima Shekaisven Olav Oinoi Vafilo B'Shabbos. That one is permitted to write a shtar on the purchase of a karke in Surya and Afilo in Shabbos. So the Gemara says B'Shabbos Al Kedaitach, you're allowed to write a shtar in Shabbos, when you want to purchase a karka, not a yid is permitted to write a shtar, chas v'shalom, but one is permitted to tell a goy to write a shtar. And the chiddush is, va'afal gav damir loivet kechovim shvus, to tell a goy to do a malocha derais is a shvus, Shem Yishev Eretz Yisrael Egoza Rabbonon, because of Yishev Eretz Yisrael Egoza Rabbonon. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Befavari Bepilchi, Oinoi Shtar Mechire, Kemoi Vahoyu Oinois Ushtoris Yoitzin Al Shmoi, Filo Beshabbos, Im Lokcha Minoivet Kechovim, Veroitze Leilech Ledarkoi Beshabbos. I'd like to, before we see Tosfos, I'd like to mention the Magen Avraham in Siman Shin Vov Sifkoten Yotes. There it is brought down the halacha that one is permitted to be koine a karke in Eretz Yisrael, nyamalen barkois afilo b'shabbos. So the Magen Avraham brings down a rivosh that Rivosh held, the one is not permitted to be koine in Shabbos. One is only permitted to write the shtar. But the kinyan had to be done erev Shabbos. And l'chayre, the svore of the Rivosh is a very geshmakish svore. Because there are different isurim. There's an isa, mekach, and memker is also in Shabbos. So if a Yid acquires a karke in Shabbos, a Maisekinyan is made in Shabbos, and the Meforshim say how this is done, that the Goy is here, and I have on my Shabbos table, I have a bag full of coins, and I tell the Goy, this is the payment for the karke, I don't have to hand it over to you, you just take it, this is the payment, and I want to be kind of the karke. So there's a Bazundere Issa of Mekech and Memka that a Yid is not permitted to acquire property in Shabbos. That's a Bazundere Issa. This Issa is a Issa al Yidei Yisrael. He's doing an Issa. Amir la'akum is, I'm not doing anything. It's an Issa of Amir. I'm just telling a guy to do. And Machsachmer, there's a Gemara in Erev, and that's Mavur, that a Shvus al Yidei Maise is more chamor than a Shvus al Yidei Amire. So Memele, that means, so for me to do an Issel to be Koina, I'm being Machalo Shabbos al Yidei Shvus. To tell a Goy, there's only an Issel Amire, I'm not doing anything, I'm just telling a Goy to do, to write. So the Rivosh held that all we see in the Gemara is, the Gemara says, Oime loivet kechav voise, ein lach boi ala chidushoi. So Chazal permitted to tell a goy to write a shtar in Shabbos. But the kinyan has to be done erev Shabbos. That's what the Ribosh says. The Lashon HaMechaber is not like the Ribosh. The Mechaber says koinin. And the Leorabe brings from a, he brings a Gos Oshri and a Raivet that you're permitted to be koinin. And one of the Rais, I think he brings a Yerushalmi, because Kibush Yericha was also in Shabbos. So Klal Yisrael acquired, the Rabbeinu Shlomo wanted to set a precedent that Klal Yisrael acquired a Karke in Shabbos, acquired Yericha in Shabbos. So here they were matter even to purchase the Karke in Shabbos. So we have to understand, according to this Shita, so why does the Gemara speak, why did the Gemara say a bigger Chiddush? That you're allowed to be kind in Shabbos. Why did the Gemara say you're just permitted to write a Shtar? So the Ksav Seifer says it could be the Gemara is telling us like this, that loy mi boy the kinyin is ichemotah. But after you acquired it, it's yours already. So the kinyin is finished. The Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is accomplished already. The shtar is only that, it's yours. The Yishuv Eretz Yisrael was done. The shtar is only that the guy later should not make tzores, should not be moira. So Mamela, I would think that is not so important. That is not Deiche Shabbos. So the Gemara is telling us that this is also Deiche Shabbos. We have Al Kaponim two Mahalchim. If my Shvoga wanted to say that the Loshon of Rashi Afilu b'Shabbos im lokcha min ha'ivet kechavim, Rashi would seem to hold like the Rivosh. Im lokcha, by kais afilu b'Shabbos im lokcha min ha'ivet kechavim. If you purchased it already from the guy, so memela, now the only problem is only the writing of the shtar. So then one is permitted to tell a guy to start writing. I just had a shtikel ha'ore on this Rivosh. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the Yesoides, the Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara in Baba Basra says as follows. Nichse akum hareihen ke midbar, kol amarzik behem zoche behem, my time akum khimote zuzi le yode istalikle Yisrael koni adamote shtore le yode. The Gemara says that when one purchases from a goy, it is unique. That means when one purchases a karka from a goy, by giving the goy money, it doesn't become his. Perhaps he comes hefker. The goy is happy already. He has the money. Mitzad the goy, it's finished. But the yid is not goyma bedati till he has a shtar. I mean, so it becomes the lekeach when he gets the shtar. Now, I saw an Nimrebine brings down a machlokes, how this works. If it works that when he gets the shtar, he's koine then, saye shtar raye, saye shtar kinyin, he's koine then when he gets the shtar, or it works retroactive. If he gets the shtar, then he's koine lamafraye b'shas nesinus hakesa. There are chilukei deis in poiskim how this works. And agav uche, the goin in Simen Kuf Tzadik Dalet says that because of this haloche, that nichse akum arem kemid, but you only koine with a shtar, that is pshat nagamore, that's pshat nagamore, koisen olavoine, because without the shtar, he won't be koine. That's what the goin says. So I had a shtikel ha'ora on the Rivosh. Now, loy mi boy, if the ksivis hashtar, afilu naniach, that the kinyin was made erev Shabbos, but if we'll learn that the kinyin is not nigmar till he gets the shtar, and the kinyin is first nigmar in Shabbos, so what did we accomplish? So vaita he's koine in Shabbos. That means if the Rivosh held halachically, one is not permitted to be koine a karka in Shabbos, because that's a shvus al yedei maise, he's only permitted to tell a goy to do something, So what did we accomplish over here? Even though he was kaine Friday, but he made a ma'aseh kinyan Friday, gave money Friday, but it doesn't belong to him yet Friday. So he's first kaine, he first acquires the karka Shabbos. So what did we accomplish by making the kinyan Friday? But lema'aseh he's been kaine Shabbos. So weiter, the kinyan is nigmar on Shabbos. So l'chayre. What is the difference if the whole king is made of Shabbos or the Gemara, the Chayr, the Gzeir of Mekach and Memker applies? Now, Philip, we will say that it works retroactively by taking the Shtar. So it comes out, then the Kinyan is Chal from Erev Shabbos. This is also not so poshut because Rabbi Keveger in the Chubis and Simon Kufna and Tess Klaus Ashailim Alt Talocha Ven Koinim B'Shabbos, if a person made a Kinyan Friday, that if it'll be Mekayim Atnai on Shabbos, the Kinyan will be Chal Friday. So Rabbi Keveger is mitzadet and he asks us, and Rabbi Neza also asks us to do this thing on Shabbos because that is also creating a Kinyan. Even though by doing this and this Shabbos, so we are making that the Kinyan should be Chal Friday. So Memeil, this goes into the Klal of Mekach HaMemke, that's also in Shabbos, even though the Chalais Kinyan is Chal from Friday. But in Shabbos, I make that the Kinyan should be Chal Friday. So L'chayre is weiter Ha'ore, so what did the Rivosh accomplish that the Kinyan was Friday, but L'maise, the Chalais Kinyan was not Friday? Because of this klal of Nichsei Akum Harayen Kemidbo. Unless we will say, and then we'll go now to Tosfos, unless we will say that perhaps this whole, it only says that Koisvin Oinoi, you write the Shtar, but could be it's not given over yet to the Yid. We skipped the Rashi, maybe we didn't say, but Philip Bishabs Imlok, we said the Rashi, Imlok Ramina Oivet Kechovim, he wants to go away, so the shtar has to be written, Kozman the Goy is here. But it could be the Yidos, so the shtar has to be written, so the shtar is written, Shabbos already, the Goy signs that the shtar is written, finished. But could be the Goy, the Yid doesn't take the shtar yet. Could be, he'll take the shtar Sunday, so maybe through that we're avoiding the Shiloh of the Maisa Kinyan. Just let's finish the Rashi. Kedam Rav Mesechus Shabbos Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Legarish Oivdei Keichovim V'Leishev Yisrael Bo. That in order that we're getting rid of Goyim and V'Leishev Yisrael Bo. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Afilu Bizman Hazeh. There's such a mitzvah that is Deiche Shabbos Al Kaponim. Gabi Mir Lakum Late Rivosh and Late Gososhri even Gabi Amaisa Kinyan. Let us see Taisvis. Afal Gav Damira Loive Kechovim Shvus, Mishum Yishiv Eretz Yisrael Le Gosor Rabon. Avo Mishum Mitzvah Eretz, Loi Hayinu Matirim Amira Loive Kechovim Bimeloche Di Eirais. That means Taisvis is saying we have to appreciate the Chiddush of the Gemara. That means we are telling a goy to do a malacha deraisa, to make malachas kaisiv, and Taisvah says this is a unique mitzvah. To tell a goy to do a malacha deraisa was only permitted for mitzvahs yishiv eretz yisrael. But for any other mitzvah, one is not permitted to tell a goy to do a malacha deraisa. Kidemuchach bepeirik hado. Now Taisvah brings a ray. The Gemara says an incident as follows. Ahu yenuke tishtapech chamime. Now, just to have a shtikol agdome, bizman chazal, it was very important that a tinik before the bris should be washed rechitze bechamim. And it seems there was a sakone to make a bris if he wasn't washed before a previous rechitze. First they washed the child, and then they made the bris, and then they washed him again. It seems rechitze b'chamim was very important. So the Gemara relates such a maise. Ahu yenuke, there was a child that was supposed to make a bris in Shabbos. The shtapach chamime, in the hot water that was put away to wash him before the bris, accidentally got spilled out. Also, lekamei de Rove. So they came to Rove to ask Rove Ashayla, what should we do? We don't have hot water, and we can't make the bris without hot water. Omar lehu, so Rove said, l'shaylu le'ime. Let's ask the mother. The mother is a yoldis. Let's ask her, yitzricha, if she needs hot water. Does she need hot water? Yitzricha, and if she needs hot water, l'chaim alei agav ime. So we have to cook up water for the mother. The mother's a yoldis. So memele, let's ask her if she needs hot water. And if she needs hot water, so we'll cook up more hot water. We need hot water ready. So now we'll go and cook up more hot water, so we'll have hot water for her. And we'll have hot water to warm up for the baby. Now, Natasis is going to explain this mice. V'lochayre mashme de b'yayim ha'mila hoyu. This is speaking about, this was yayim ha'mila. Shehoyu tzrichim l'chamamoy k'day l'moyloy. They had to warm up the water in order to be able to make a bris. V'koydem ha'mila hoyu. And it's speaking about before the bris. And that means the only way they can make the bris is only by washing the child. They don't have hot water to wash the child. The la'acher hamile, if this is speaking about la'acher hamile, mesukenu. So then it's a sakone, a child that was nimel, he needs rechitza, he has to be washed. So then there wouldn't be any problem whatsoever. So you cook up water, he needs a bath. Then we'd be mechal Shabbos without finding out if the mother needs hot water, if she doesn't need hot water, he needs hot water, and he's a chayla she has by sakon after the bris. So akochach it's speaking about before the bris. Before the bris, there's no sakon, but I can't make a bris on a child that wasn't washed with hot water. We find out if the mother needs hot water. If she needs hot water, we're going to cook for her, and we're going to cook more. We're going to put in the pot. She needs a glass of hot water for tea, so we'll put in already, we'll warm up a gallon of water. In the pot, we'll put a gallon pot on the flames, and we'll cook it up. So Taisvah says, "Va'yidei oivet kechovim ayriyosa." Now, who's cooking up the water for the mother? So Taisvah says, "A goy is cooking up." K'depeirish yom bekuntres. That's what Rashi says. V'chein peirish Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel also says this. K'demrine bepeirik mefane. Because the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, "Dechaye mishivo at shloishim." Achaye a yoldis. From the 7th day till the 30th day, afila omra tzrichani ein mechalin oleos haShabbos. That means the Tais will bring down the Gemara later. There are 3 zmanim by a yoldis. The first 3 days, even she says she doesn't need hot water or she doesn't need the things which normally a yoldis needs, we're mechal haShabbos for her. From the 3rd day to the 7th day, it depends. If she said she needs, we're mechal Shabbos. If she says she doesn't need, we're not mechal Shabbos. From the 7th day to the 30th day, if she says she needs, we will not be mechal Shabbos for her, only through a goy. So let us just speak. Let's make a cheshbon. And this is going to make the cheshbon. So we are speaking about, it was the 8th day. We're up to a bris. So it's the 8th day. So we see from Rava Amira de Kezach, we see from Rava that the Shaila was, there's no hot water to bathe the child. So Rava did not say, go and so cook up hot water for the child. That Rava was not matter. Rava said, if the mother needs hot water, if she needs a glass of water, we can warm up a gallon of water in a pot, and we'll have for the mother and for the child. Now, Al-Kochach, who's going to warm up the water? It's the eighth day already. So only a goy can warm up the water. So Tosfos says, Amoyo de Kikasha. So Tosfos says, so why do we have to bend backwards and get the water for the tinnik? Because the mother needs water and we can warm up more water. Let's tell the goy, Rab Goy, we have a bris. There's a mitzvah to make a bris. Without hot water, we can't make a bris. So go cook up water for the bris. So we see klal from that gemara that you can't tell a goy to do a malacha for mitzvah smila. Aina gemara says you can't tell a goy to write a shtar. That's true. That's for mitzvahs yishev ha'oretz. Mitzvahs yishev ha'oretz is unique that a miral akum is mutter. But that's it. Don't be medama one mitzvah to another mitzvah. Mitzvahs milash nichlus ha'yud gemar brise. But you can't tell a goy to do a malacha in order that we should be able to make a bris. That's what Tosfos says. V'ha da'oma b'soif
mefanim admosai psichas hakeva. And psichas hakeva l'cheira means this man when she has a din yodis and one is permitted to be mechal Shabbos. So abaya omar shloisha. V'rove, the first 3 days. V'rove mishmei v'rav yudo omar zayim. V'omri lo lamit. Others say 30 days. So Tosfos says, lo lechalal oler Shabbos komri. This is not a shaila till when is one permitted to be mechal Shabbos. And if I would say that pshat, so then I have a gemara that is saying that one man the yomot is allowed to be mechal Shabbos for the 30 days. The first 30 days. V'amru lo lamed. So then I could say this gemara speaking about that a yid is cooking up the water for her. But Tosfos says, no, that's not pshat in the gemara. Lo lechal oler Shabbos komri. Upligi, and there's a machlekes, Abai says the first 3 days shall have to be mechal Shabbos. Dom Rilo says the first 30 days shall have to be mechal Shabbos. Elamar omachode, omar omachode, veloy pligi. This, the one that says 3 days, 7 days, 30 days, are all speaking about different matzovim. Vekulu, svilole, kenado, they all hold like nadoi, dom richaya, gimel, shiva, shloisha. That means, as we mentioned before, the first 3 days, Afilushi says, Loi tzrichani, I don't need it, you mechal Shabbos. The first 7 days, if she says tzrichani, the next 4 days. And the next third, and then from the 7th to the 30th, from the 8th to the 30th is dafke through a goy. So memela, so we have a raya from the Gemara in Erevin, that amira la'akum is not permitted l'tzairach mitzvahs mila. V'doichik loima, so Tosfos says, maybe I'll shlug up this ray. I'll say it is speaking about, that nechaimei agav imei, is not speaking about that we tell the goy to cook up hot water for the mother and then we'll have left over for the child. It's speaking about there was no goyim around. There was only yidin around. So to tell a yid to cook up hot water for the tinnik is even not allowed to. Yichim mechal Shabbos. So therefore, we told the yid that if the mother needs it, we're mechal Shabbos for the mother. So how you latim mechal Shabbos for the mother? We just mentioned you can only be mechal Shabbos for the mother the first 7 days. So Tosfos says, so could be we'll say as follows. That's true, you can only be Mechal Shabbos the first 7 days, but could be the 7 days is 7 meis leis. That means 7 periods of 24 hours. So Memela, so it could very well come out that it's this in the 7th meis leis from the mother, and it's the 8th day of it's the 8th day to make a bris. So Memela, I have now a new pshat in the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin is talking about that pshat, the child was born right before Nacht. So the first day ended very quickly. But Legavi, the mother, the 8th day was still the 7th day in Meislites. So Rava said, and Nathan, there was no goyim around. If there's goyim, tell the goy, cook up some water
v'tzeirich v'tinnik and finished, could be allowed to tell a goy to do a malacha de'raisa l'tzeirich mitzvah. But there was no goyim around, there was only Eden around, so Rav said, listen, it's still the seventh day of the mother, so memeila, let's find out if she feels she needs hot water, so then we'll cook for her the hot water, and that you're allowed to do because pikuach nefesh is leiche kol ha'teira kula, so it's leiche Shabbos. So we'll cook for the water, and we'll also have enough water for the tinnik. So Taisa says, v'doichik loyma d'me'eis le'eis bina. This is, first of all, a big doichik. But Poshet says 7 days, it means 7 days, not 7 meis leis. V'ovda abdatei zayin shal meis leis. Fine. So we have a raya, an ofene gemore, that amire la'akum le'tzoirech mitzvahs mila is awesome. There's another mice in the Gemara Neirav, and Be'idach Yenuke, there's another mice, there's another child, Vishtapach Chamime, also the hot water got spilled out. V'omalu Rabbe, and Rabbe said, then, and that instance Rabbe said, Naisu Le'chamimi Migav Be'soi. So Rabbe said, you don't have hot water, I'll tell you like this, in my house I have an abundance of hot water, so let a goy bring the hot water from my house, and I'm going to bring it to the house where they want to make the bris, and no problem. The Gemara says, we'll get a goy to do this. So here we see, Klo, you're allowed to tell a goy to do a meloche in Shabbos, letzarech mitzvah smilet. So Taisa says, Vada Yisure de Rabbonon Shori Bachotzer Shlayivu Mishum Mitzvah Smila. That means, there it's speaking about the carry from Rav's house to the house of the baby. The whole problem was a chotzer, they did not make a ruvi chatzeres. So the whole thing is a shvache de Rabbonon. Now to tell a goy to do an Isur de Rabbonon to carry from Rav's house to the Tinnik's house to a chotzer she'enim Rav's is a shvus the shvus b'mokim mitzvah smila. So this is permissible. That is permissible. To tell a goy to do a nisa de rabbanon tzarech mitzvah smila. Aval isura de raise. So that's good. That's no stira to what I'm telling you. Aval isura de raise k'goyin lechamim lechamim. Also, but again, the first gemara, which we brought a raya, not allowed to tell a goy to cook up water for the rechitzas atinik, because to tell a goy to do an isa derais is also the mokim mitzvah. It's only mutter the mokim mitzvah by an isa derabona. Oh, but al kaponim, one will say, but al kaponim, I see from that gemara kula that a shvus to shvus the mokim mitzvah is mutter, but that I do say. So Taisi says, "When do we become heter loyma loyvit kechavim lovi sefer b'shabes derech kalmlus? Don't learn any etayim from over here that I can tell a goy to bring me a sefer derech kalmlus. B'mokim mitzvahs talmud teira, so b'meil I'll tell a goy to bring me over sefer. The loydami the davke mishamila the gufa doch yeshabes he tiru. So Taisi says, you can't bring rayas. They're speaking about mila." Mila has a koyach that it's doiche Shabbos. That's a mitzvah doiche Shabbos. So there they were matter a shvus the shvus b'mokim mitzvahs mila. That's it. But to say to be medame milsa la milsa, so a shvus the shvus b'mokim mitzvahs talmud Torah, he can't learn out. Yeah. Umiu. That's so far. So Taisus is going in one mahalach. Ba'aloch is gdoilis mashme, da'afilu isure derais shori ay de'oivet kechobim le'tzoirich mila. But from the aloch is gdoilis, it would seem not the way I said till now. Shepirish. No, from the aloch is gdoilis, it would seem you're permitted to tell a goy to do a maloch derais le'tzoirich mitzvah mila. Because the Baal Halacha is daily says on this Gemara, the leisu mitoich beisoi derech reshus harab. As the Baal Halacha is daily says, the second maise, which they carried hot water from Rav's house to the Tinnik's house, So Taisus was learning Pshat, they were carrying it for Chotzer Shein and Murebet, so that's a Shvus to Shvus. Baboke Mitzvahs Mila. The Baal Halachas Doyle said, no, in order to get from Rav's house to the Tinnik's house, you had to walk to Shus Haram. So Memele, so they told the Goy to make a Chilu Shabbos D'Araise, L'Tzarech Mitzvahs Mila. So we see from the Baal Halachas Doyle, the L'Tzarech Mitzvahs Mila, one is permitted to tell a Goy to do a Malach and D'Araise. Oh. So now, we'll have a problem with the Gemara that Taisha started with. Say Bezoi. So what was the problem? By the first Gemara that we brought down, that it said, Ishtapa Chamimi. So they said, Nechaim Le'agav Imeim, that we should go and warm up hot water. If the mother needs the hot water, why do you have to go through the mother? The Tinnik needs hot water for the bris. So let's tell the guy to cook up hot water for the Tinnik. Lefize hodekoma nochim le'agav ime nukmi teich zayin. So now we'll have to say that this Gemara is speaking about there was no goya around, and that and there was only Eden around. So now the hot water got spilled out. So now the cotton needs hot water. Now you can't tell a yid to cook up hot water to be mechalo Shabbos min atayr l'tzayrich in order to be able to make the bris. That's not permissible. A goy is not around. So Rav said an etzah, but maybe the mother needs hot water. If the mother needs hot water, she's a chayla sheyesh b'sakone, because by her it's still the seventh day, so we'll ask her if she feels she needs hot water. So Memele, so then we'll be machalo Shabbos for her. Machalo Shabbos for her. So Memele, we have to cook up, put up now a pot of hot water for the mother. So instead of putting up a 5 ounce pot, we'll put up a 1 gallon pot, and we'll have water for the mother's tea and for the bath of the tinnik. So now let's look on the side. So then we have to say it's speaking about that there was no goy there, there was a yid, and that's the story. V'nire d'loy yitochen loymer d'nochim lay al yedei yisro. So that Taisva says, I wish, according to the Baal Halachas G'doylis, that is l'chayre pshat in the Gemara. But Taisva says, I wish to disagree with the Baal Halachas G'doylis. You can't say that that Gemara is speaking about d'nochim lay al yedei yisro. Vayidei Yisrael hoya osa laharbeis bishvil kotten. Kedama per kama dechulen, amevashel lachayla bishabes osa labori, zeyre sheme yarbe bishvile. The Gemara says in chulen as follows. The Gemara says, let's be megashim dinyin. Yeva chayla sheyesh boi sakone. And the chayla sheyesh boi sakone, he needs hot soup. He needs hot chicken soup. Fine? He had chicken soup, no shayla, so we go, and then we take, and we make chicken soup from it. So we made, they needed 5 ounces of chicken soup, we warmed up 5 ounces of chicken soup. No, we brought him the chicken soup, he took 2 ounces, he can't take anymore. No, we have 3 ounces of chicken soup made in Shabbos. Everyone is standing around their hot chicken soup, so someone says, listen, it's Bal Tashchis, Einik Shabbos, so let me have the chicken soup. So the Gemara says, Chas v'sholom, we won't give it to you. Why not? Because if you're going to have chicken soup now, this is that's a mutter, because it was cooked for the Chayilish Eshbeis HaKadon, not for you. But if this will be mutter for you, so the next time, so before you start cooking for the Chayil, next Shabbos, they'll say, you know, there was 5 mouths that were gaping with this 3 ounces of chicken soup left. When you put up 20 ounces of chicken soup, so we'll all have chicken soup. And that is awesome. To cook 20 ounces of chicken soup, even though I have to cook 5 ounces, but to cook 20 ounces of chicken soup is ichos. You're not allowed to make a ribui bishul, marbe bishiyurim. That means 5 ounces you're permitted to make, 20 ounces you're not permitted to make. So Chazal went so far to say that to ensure that this should never occur, that a person will make a bishul of ribui bishiyurim for someone else, they said that Ephilo, there was no ribui bishiyurim, the 3 ounces have to be thrown away. They can't be used the Shabbos. Zeir Hashem Yarbe Bishvilo. So I have an offene gemara I have an often a gemara that if I'm cooking for a chayla, that's it. A chayla shesh by sekona, that's it. Don't add on more chicken soup. So the mele sotais v'seh, so the whole gemara according to the Bahag doesn't make sense. If it's speaking about a yid, if it is speaking about a yid, that a yid is, we only had a yid to cook up the water, so the yid can only cook up if the mother wants 5 ounces of chicken soup, that's it. So we'll cook for the mother 5 ounces of chicken soup, but you can't make a gallon of chicken soup and warm up the wash the child with the rest. You can't do such a thing. That's ribay b'shiurim, and the Gemara says klon chul, and that's also ribay b'shiurim is also. And you see how much it's also that Chazal said that afilu wasn't ma'arbe b'shviloi. It's also laboi gzeira shemayarbe b'shviloi. So memele, so it can't be speaking about that a yid did it. A yid, if a yid is cooking for a chodesh yesh b'sakone, what is needed is permissible in more than that now. So it's speaking about a goy. So we have to say it's speaking about a goy, not like the Bahak, it's speaking about a goy. Now, if it's speaking about a goy, we still have a problem. L'chayre. We have a problem. Let's appreciate the problem. So you're telling me a goy can cook up water for the child. Now, to tell a goy to do balocha the raisa for the child. So memele, so, and now I'm just telling you, ribi bishiurim is also. So if you're cooking for the mother, you cook up 5 ounces. You don't cook up 20 ounces. So if it's speaking about a guy, we also have a problem now. So what's pshat in the Gemara? Tyson's just doing a monkey wrench into the whole Gemara, though. There's a problem of ribi b'shiurim over here. So Tyson says, if it's speaking about a guy is good, the shari laharbis. With a guy, there's no problem of ribi b'shiurim. Period. We're going to come back to this. But let's just go further. Vishema, then Taisus says, the first Mahalach in Taisus was, by a goy there's no problem of ribi b'shiurim. That means, according to the first Teretz of Taisus, if I have a woman that needs 5 ounces of chicken soup, you come over to the goy, Reb Goy, you know there's a lot of people would like to be Mekayim Oynik Shabbos, please put up 20 ounces of chicken soup. And it's mutter, no shayla. My goy there's no shayla of ribi b'shiurim. Then Taisvi says, maybe that's Bishem Adavka Letzayr Hamilu Deshar. Maybe let's not jump to such bikulas. Maybe Ribui Bishayurim Ayadei Agoy is Mutta Letzayr Hamilu. Ava Letzayr Tavaracha Fule De Oivet Kechovim Osa Lahalbeis. Period. Bahad is not, we'll come back to this Taisvi. What the two stodim of Taisvi is. Aber la meise, Taisvis was machadish tos. Taisvis bought us a gemore in Chulin. That ribi bishirum is also. I mean, that's the whole monkey wrench and the whole problem over here. That's the problem with the alaloch is doilis. Ribi bishirum is also. If you have a chile shesh by sakone and they need 5 ounces of chicken soup, that's it. You don't put up 20 ounces. V'hod is nam beperik beiz de beyim. For Taisvis, shayma shamayim. The Gemara says in Beyer, Lo yachem odom chamin l'raglov. A person is not permitted to put up, to cook hot water to wash his feet. Elim kein ruyin l'shtiyah. Unless the water is drinkable. That means as follows. That means to put up water, the tzayich rechitze is not a dabar ashava l'chol nefesh. You're not allowed to, you're allowed to cook for drinking purposes. You're not allowed to cook for washing purposes, cleansing purposes. So the Gemara says, well, listen, if I want to wash my feet and I'll put up some water that's drinkable, some mail that could be used for drinking purposes, or maybe I'll drink part of the water, so you'll have to put up already a lot of water. And as long as it's drinkable, so it's ribi bishiyurim, and it is mutter. Ramrini name big mora de bay, another gemora, memale isha kedeira bosso, afopish einet zriche ella lachaticha achas, chem memale nachtim chavi shalmaim afopish ein zorg ella lakitain echo. The gemora says, I'm very ready to say, there's a woman that, meitzoy yontef, is a simch in the family, so they want to make a big suda, and she won't have time to prepare meitzoy yontef. So, Yontif, She'd like to prepare from Yontif to Meitzah Yontif. It would be very, very convenient. So, but you know how to cook from Yontif to Meitzah Yontif. So the Mishnah says, but for Yontif you need one piece of meat, take a big pot, put 20 pieces of meat in the pot, and put it al ha'esh, and you'll have for Yontif, and Meitzah Yontif, and Shalom HaYisrael. The same thing a Nachtam can do, he can put up, he needs 5 ounces of water, he puts up a gallon of water. So if I talk to Yisrael, it's a shame of Shemaim, it's Ribe Bishurim, and we just said that's not permissible. So Yisrael says, Mishum Simchas Yontif Hitiru Chachomim Laharbois. So Taisha says, Simchas Yontif, the Rishash Mutzitzich, where's the Simchas Yontif over here that Meitzah Yontif shall have food for the Suda? This is Eichet Simchas Yontif. If she's dying, what's going to be Meitzah Shabbos? And also, somehow, a Simchas Yontif, Hitiru Chachomim Laharbois. Now, let us just make a shtickle diyek from Taisha's. The Taisvis here, at the end of the Taisvis spilled the beans. That means that Taisvis had a problem. Why is Ribi Bishiyurim Mutter in Yontif? So Taisvis says, Hitiru Chachomim Laharbois Mipnei Simchas Yontif. So Taisvis is telling us, I got news for you. This whole Issa of Ribi Bishiyurim is Issa de Rabbonon, number one. Hitiru chachomim lahalbois etzad harabonon, and they were matel etzad simchas yontif. So Taisvis, at the end of Taisvis, Taisvis is megala to us, that it's, the whole isab rivishim is ad harabonon, and etzad simchas yontif, it is mutter. Now before we will understand pshat in Taisvis, the beginning of Taisvis, I'd like to mention this shaila of ribui b'shiurim, is it osa min ha-teire? Is it osa min ha-rabbono? We have to understand, ribui b'shiurim is a very unique case. That means like this, I need for a chayla sheyesh bei sakona, or I need in yonta for myself, I need 5 ounces of water. I'm putting up a gallon of water. Now, to put the pot on the flame for the 5 ounces is mutter. That's because in the first. But when I put the pot on the flame, I'm not putting up 5 ounces, I'm putting up a gallon of water. I'm being mevashel a gallon of water with the same pu'ule, that it means I have a heter for 5 ounces. I have a heter to cook 5 ounces, but I'm putting up a gallon. Now, there's a machlokes, the Ran in Masechtas Beye brings down a machlokes rishonim, if this din of ribui b'shiurim is a deraisa or a derabbanan. So the Ran brings down Taisvis, okay, this is our Taisvis also, in a Rashbe. The Taisvis says that they hold this a derabbanan. Hold this of ribui b'shiurim is a derabbanan. And they say a little different over here. Ribui b'shiurim is also midarabono. So to cook Shabbos ribui b'shiurim, since Shabbos is an iser skile, they were machma. They made an iser darabono. Yontif is an iser lav, so they were make. Not palsim chesyontif. Some say it's iser lav. They were make since all iser darabono. They were make. Now the Rashba says, and this will take care of Taisvis Kash on the Bahag. So the Rashba, that since Ribui b'shiurim is a darabonon, so we can learn the Gemara in Erev and Nechayme Agav Ime is speaking about that yid cooked for the mother. No, we ask a Kash, it's Ribui b'shiurim. So how can he cook a gallon of water? It's ribui b'shiurim. It's also in Shabbos. It's an issur skila. It's also in Shabbos. L'tzoyrich hedyet. Chazal hasel. But l'tzoyrich mitzvah, it's mutter. If the whole thing is an issur darabonon, so they were matter. The whole din ribui b'shiurim period is an issur darabonon. That's the whole din. And in the soul is the Rabbonin, they said, only Shabbos is also, it's an Issa Skila. Then they made this the Rabbonin. But Yom Tov, it's an Issa Lav, they said, it's Mutari Bibishir. We didn't ask by an Issa Lav. And by the Issa Skila, they said, when did we ask? Some is a Litzoyrich. But Litzoyrich mitzvah smila, you're allowed to. So now, we have a Teretz on the Bahag. Taisvis jumped on the Bahag. Taisvis asked on the Bahag. How can you say it? Speaking about a Yidid, this Ribi Bishurim. And the Gemara says in Chulin, you're not allowed to be Marbe Bishurim Litzoyrich Acher. So yeah, Litzoyrich Acher is Tabas Ayosa. Litzoyrich Mitzvah is Mutter. So now we have Baruch Hashem a Teretz on the Bahag. The Ran is Chaylik on the Rajbe. And the Ran says that ribui bishiyurim is also min ha-toyr. It's not at Rabbonon, it's at the Reise. So now, the Ram got stuck. No, if ribui bishiyurim is at the Reise, it's an Issa at the Reise, so how, so what is Pshah in the Gemot? It's about an Gemot in Beye, that you're allowed to put up a gallon of water, you just need 5 ounces. No, so it's an Issa at the Reise. Here we said that that's a lav, it's a simcha shonta, Rabbonon, it's at the Reise. How is this mutter? Zogt der Ram, just like to say over the Loshon of Ram, loy domi ribi bishiyure biyontev, le ribui shiyura bishabbos. Shaha Shabbos dechuyo hi eitzel choyle, veloy hutra. When it comes to chilul Shabbos, in your cooking water, 5 ounces of water, for a choyle shiyesh b'isakon, so you have to know this cooking of 5 ounces of water is chilul Shabbos. You're being mechallel Shabbos. No, it's tchuya. The Torah said, b'mokim pikuach nefesh shilata b'mechallel Shabbos. But you're being mechallel Shabbos. Let's understand what is happening. You're being mechallel Shabbos. This is chilul Shabbos. So cooking 5 ounces is chilul Shabbos. But we are matter to be mechallel Shabbos l'tzorech pikuach nefesh. Fine. You have a heter. Zok teran. But if this is chilul Shabbos, but I have a heter for 5 ounces, the minute you put in 10 ounces, so you're being mechallel Shabbos with a heter for 5 ounces. That means the 5 ounces is also chilul Shabbos. No, there's a heter pikuach nefesh. But if you put in 10 ounces, you're even isa deraisa on this next, the next 5 ounces. Let us again say the Lashon of the Ran. Ha-Shabbos t'chu yehi eitzel choyle v'loi hutra. U'lefichach, kol she'ike melocha osel, the ike melocha, these 5 ounces is chilu Shabbos, after isvosei kamoyu. So just like the 5 ounces is chilul Shabbos, is the next 5 ounces is also chilul Shabbos. Or mitzvah midiraisa, so it's also min atel. You're cooking now, you're cooking in Shabbos. You have a heter, you have a dchuya, a dichuya, you have 5 ounces, so that's it. And the other 5 ounces you're cooking. Avul yontif, sha'oichel nefesh huterbo. Yontif, it's not pshat, it's dchuya, never, I don't know what to do, I don't have any food, so I'm a mailer. No, with doichi yontif. No! Tafula efshim erib yontif, shori. Is me mailer, koshu, shori, koshu marba ala ike. So bekitzer, he seems to be saying, there's a halacha of tachsfosai kamoyu. That means that what I'm adding has the same dinim of the Ikka. That means, so if by Shabbos, if the Ikka Bishul is a Chilul Shabbos, it's a Dover Ha'osom, so Memele, so cooking in Shabbos is a Dover Ha'osom, so cooking more in Shabbos is I'm doing more Yisrael. So Mamela, no, on the 5 ounces I have a dichui of pikuach nefesh, and the other 5 ounces I don't have a dichui. Ma'ashe'en kein, if cooking in yontev is a dover hamutah, So cooking 5 ounces of water, to put down this pot for 5 ounces of water, is a davar hamutar. There's no dichi over here. You're allowed to cook. You're allowed to cook water in Tzerech Yontif. So then, if I'm cooking another 5 ounces, so it also becomes nigra to the first 5 ounces. It's one maise bishul, and just like the first 5 ounces is mutar, this is the same maise, so everything is mutar. So it's mutar, period. So we have here the Shitas Haran that holds that ribui bishulim is a deraise. So when is, why by yontav is it mutar, but if the ikar pu'ule is a davar hamutar, then there's a din taisvosai kamayu. If the ikar pu'ule is a davar ha'osu, so then there's no din of taisvosai kamayu. That is the Shitas Haran. And the Rashba holds, no, ribui shum is a darabonon, and then yontav they were meikol, tzarech mitzvah they were meikol. These are the two Shitas. Now let us see the Rishash and Ataisvis, and then we'll understand. He says, "Abuim the Kipshat and Ataisvis." The Rishash is on Be'emtza Dibur, it's next to the last Rishash. Be'emtza Dibur, Dal Yidei Yisrael Hoyoso Laharbois. So Taisvi says that Taisvi is Chaylik on the Pala Lochis Gdailis. Taisvi says, Dal Yidei Yisrael Hoyoso Laharbois, Perish. Now why did Taisvi hold for a double poshet? That idea is also a harbis, mishum sheyesh boy iso de reise. Because ribu bishurim is also min a teure, kemoy shekosov haran beperik beis de bey. Verayosam the choyne, and Tosis is bringing a raya that ribu bishurim is also min a reise. Mahoda chulen. Vimi said the ribu yene yosa ela de rabonon, because if you say ribu bishurim is only also min a rabonon, but have it goes rishem a yarbe. So why did Chazal ask for a mevashel lechayla b'Shabbos? They said also lebori lehenis mimenu gzeire sheme yarbe b'shviloi. It's a gzeire legzeire. I feel like it's marbe b'shviloi. It's a darabono. So making a gzeire legzeire, double gzeire legzeire. So therefore, so Taisu says from the Gemara in Chulin, we see that Ribi Bishom is also min ha'teiris. Ribi Bishom is also min ha'teiris. So a yid will never be mutter to cook extra water for the tinnik. Umashe kosvu avlayidei oivet kechovim niche deshori laharbois. But now Taisa says, but a goy, if a goy is cooking 5 ounces of water for a chayla sheyesh by sakonim, so memela we can tell him to cook another 15 ounces for everybody else. Rotzalayim afilu tzayach ishus. Given the heter gomor the tzayrech choyle aydei oved keichovim the bechayle leigazru uchamay shekosav aran shom betayim et beyantum muta laharbeis ayur the tzayrech eichol nefesh uta heter gomor. So he says that's what Taisvis means. Taisvis means the yisod of the rab that if the ikir bishul is muta legamri. So memele, so then teisvosai kamoyu. So memele to tell amire la'akum for achoyle. For achoyle she'en by sakon, but they're talking about achoyle she'esh by sakon. Amire la'akum for achoyle is not tchuya, shatis. Amire la'akum is muta lechatchila for achoyle. So this is a heter gomel. So if it's a heter gomel, so memele then there's no isar of ribu bishiyurim. So that's the first tzad in Taisvis. The first tzad in Taisvis held like the Ran, that Ribi Bishirim is a deraise, and therefore a yid will never be permitted to make a Ribi Bishirim or Tzorech Mitzvahs Mila. And for a goy, it's mutafilu l'tzorech reshus, because a goy is a heter gomo, to tell a goy to do a malacha l'tzorech chayla. So memele, so since the bishul l'tzorech chayla is mutal legamri, so the taisvis is also mutal legamri. V'shuv kosvu, then Taisvi said, V'shemo davke l'tzoyra chamile. Then Taisvi says, no, maybe I'm making a mistake. Maybe you're only permitted to tell a goy l'tzoyra chamile. V'rotza loyma, the like is for a saran. Taisvi is not going like the ran. The beheta gomor shori laharbis. V'vilo hochi leitikshe mohode beyonte muta laharbis. So that's how the Rishash learned Pshat and Taisvis. He says, this machloikis of the Rashba and the Ran is our Taisvis is Mesupik in this. First, Taisvis is going according to the Shitas Haran, that Ribi Vishim is also in Atayre. So then Ayid would never be permitted to cook hot water more than the shear of hot water for a chayla sheyesh by sakon, not like the bahag. It can't be like the bahag. And then Taisvus also says that, but to tell a goy, since telling a goy is a davar amuta, so we can tell a goy to do a davar amuta who he can do more than that. So amir la'akum by a chayla is equivalent to yontif. And then Taisvus made an about face. Maybe my whole thing is wrong. Maybe Ribi Bishurim is only awesome with the Rabbanan. So Memele, so Letzoyrech Mitzvahs Mila is Mutter, because then it's a Shvus, the Shvus Letzoyrech Mitzvahs Mila. That's why by a Goy it's Mutter, and by Yontev it's Mutter also, since it's only awesome with the Rabbanan, Tzoyrech Simchas Yontev. And the Emerson, according to this Mahalach, so the Emerson, the Rashbin Bey, said, we have a teretz on the Bahak. So the Bahak held, since it's only Yosem, the Rabbonon. So even though Ribi Bishurim is also the Tzorech Ed, yet the Tzorech Mitzvah could be its mother. That is how the Rishash learns Pshat and Tosfos. So now, we have here the Shittas Klal.